Hello?
Well, hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Best Buy's Installation Services here at XPO. Is this Mr. Hernandez?
Yeah, this is him.
Well, hi, sir. I just spoke with a technician who went out to your residence for the installation of the appliances. The tech informed that in order for them to be able to complete the installation of the dishwasher, they had to install an electrical outlet. Is this information correct?
Yeah, I had to install an electrical outlet.
Yes, to install the dishwasher, they had to install an electrical outlet.
I don't remember that. He just did it. I stayed out of his way. I have an outlet in my sink that he could have ran a line to that is
Okay.
made for that. I don't know if you saw that. That's why. Is that why
Okay.
it's kind of sticking out? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay,
It's
so
kind of like it's not flush.
what the
Go ahead,
tech
go ahead.
informed was that in the space where the dishwasher was installed, there was a junction box and the wiring were run through hard piping, but the wiring that was available would not have been long enough for them to be able to hardwire. They wouldn't have been able to hardwire the new unit. So because they were not able to hardwire the new unit, they had to actually install an electrical outlet so that they could plug the unit so that the unit could be plugged in order to get power so that it can operate.
Oh, I didn't know that. He just said it was a headache. I didn't know that specifically. And they were great. They were real nice. They're awesome. I have nothing ill. But now that I'm looking at the dishwasher, I'm literally looking at it now. He said that it was a slightly something like it was bigger or whatever. Like what you're kind of saying, maybe that's what he meant. I didn't understand it. He did mention it to me. Yeah, because I could see it's not flush into the slot. There's like a little gap on the side. You bought about like a half an inch, and you can see like the bracket kind of sticks out a little bit
Yes, sir.
compared to what it was before, like it's supposed to be flush, and then it sticks out a little bit. That's what I was wondering. Oh man, so what does that mean then? So I don't know because I see what you mean now because I can see the outlet that's under my sink that you'd have to run that line. Is there a way they can come back and run that line or no? I don't know. Like
Oh no, they've already installed the outlet, so everything should be fully functional.
it is functional. It just looks like it's not flush, like how the other one was. You can see a gap on the side between the countertop, not the countertop,
The cabinet and the dishwasher.
there's like a little gap. There's
Yeah,
like
that.
it's like yeah, that's where it's at. I mean, I guess it is what it is. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the only thing that can be done in that particular type of a scenario is if there was not material in the box for the unit to fill in that gap.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could get some material, I'm sure very relatively cheaply that you could tuck into that gap to fill that gap. And then of course you could get that, material like in the color of black or whatever color that you want so that it, matches, but in the gap and that the gap is filled in. So that shouldn't be hard to come by and should be something that would be easily accessible at a, at like a hardware store or something of that nature.
Yeah, I can see me now because like with this what dishwasher is supposed to be hidden, the things on the top, the button comes out a little bit because it has to because I guess of that outlet is what you're saying. So the reason it wouldn't reach because it's all through a piping, the wiring is what you're saying.
Yes, he
I can
said
see the.
that there was a
Yeah,
junction
go ahead.
box in the space and the electrical wiring was run through hard piping.
Yep. I do see that, actually, because it is through hard piping. I could see it through where it's supposed to go. It sure is. All right, I mean, so you're just calling to make sure everything's working and everything's all right.
Yes, sir. And also, I was wanting to verify, if possible, that the tech did install that outlet. He was supposed to inform you that he was going to have to install the outlet and then, ask you if you'd be willing to pay for the outlet to be installed. And then if you declined to pay, he stated that he called Best Buy and Best Buy, basically said, okay, well, we see that this customer's ordered a lot of appliances. So because this is such a big order, we'll just go ahead and cover the cost. And so I was
Okay.
just verifying that the outlet was installed so that when we add the additional payment to the order, that we're, you know, paying the installer for work that he actually did do.
Yeah, that makes sense. You could tell he did that because he did mention that to me. He's like, now that you're saying, now it makes sense. Because when he was saying, I was just like, yeah, go, because they're busting their butt. He said that this was a pain in the butt, the dishwasher, because of, he said it's slightly bigger, something in there. Like, it's exactly what you're saying. So, yeah, it makes
okay.
sense. Okay. When I was literally going to call you guys right now. So I'm like, why does it look like this? But now you just explained it. Now it makes sense what he was explaining to me. So now it makes perfect sense why it's sticking out a little because of that outlet.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. All righty. Well,
negative to say about them. They're awesome. They worked really hard. They're real nice.
Well, that's excellent. I'll definitely document that so they get credit. And I'd just like to thank you very much for assisting me with verifying the information that was provided by the tech. I'd like to thank you for shopping with Best Buy. It was my pleasure to give you a call from XPO, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. We appreciate you.
All right.
Bye-bye.